Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
That is how we will keep leading during our final year, with an unshakable determination to better the lives of the people we serve.
This is The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio. And on Tuesday, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy gave his State of the State address. Murphy, of course, in the final year of his second and final term as governor of the Garden State. Let's discuss what he focused on now as we bring in KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty. And Mike, let's start with the look back. Murphy using much of the speech to try and kind of cement his legacy by talking about what he has accomplished over the first 7 years.
Boy, of course, 7 years, a long time. And you think back pre-pandemic, that era feels like an entire different world ago. But think back, you know, minimum wage at the time was just shy of $8.50 an hour. Now it's $15.50. Murphy, he says that the critics of that policy were saying, oh, this is going to kill small business and, you know, it's going to be terrible for the economy. And Murphy said clearly things didn't play out that way.
A higher minimum wage has not held our economy back. Instead, it has made our economy one of the strongest in the entire region.
He says the state has now more residents and more jobs and more small businesses operating than at any other time during the state's history. He's obviously proud of his accomplishments. He's proud of his clean energy policies. He said the state finally started paying a lot of its old debt obligations, including fully funding state pensions. He said the state's funding schools. He said this has led to steady improvements with the state's credit rating. So, you know, there's a lot of different things that they've focused on over these last 7 years.
He also laid out some priorities for his final year as governor. Talk about what they were.
Well, no time to rest. He says they want to sprint to the finish line. One of the ideas he pitched is a cell phone ban for students at, you know, K through 12 schools, saying, you know, enough talk is done and time now for action.
Every parent knows the damage that these devices can cause. And if you ask just about any educator, they will tell you that mobile devices are a distraction in the classroom, that they are fueling a rise in cyberbullying, and they are making it incredibly difficult for our kids not only to learn, but to retain the substance of what they learn.
He also says he's going to work with Trump. You know, Trump coming into office is a big thing here. Jersey's a very Democratic state. He says he's going to work with Trump as often as possible, but said he won't back down from a fight either if he believes that the Trump administration is implementing policies that don't align with New Jersey's values, like, you know, protecting immigrants, for example. He wants to strengthen reproductive rights by making abortion free. And he's also looking to stockpile a case, you know, a massive amount of mifepristone just in case there's a federal ban on that.
Do you think there'll be a lot of juice to work on things he wants to get done in the legislature? I mean, it is, you know, a Democratic trifecta, so there's that, but also a lame duck governor. How do you see this final year playing out?
Yeah, Democrats in Trenton are likely going to be on board with pretty much most of what the governor wants to get done. Their agendas often align, and maybe even we'll see the legislature, the Senate might be able to persuade him to move a little further left on a few things as a lame duck. It's hard to say. It will be interesting to see what this lame duck Murphy administration does this year.
So with Phil Murphy in his final year as governor, that obviously leads to the race to replace him. And we have already talked about that, and the race will be heating up over the next several months. What are you looking for when it comes to getting ready for the June primaries as far as how the races are taking shape?
The primary is just so crowded. On the Democratic side, there's at least six candidates right now, and they're big names. A lot of times there's not too much difference on the policies too. So that's the other thing, is there's going to be a lot of overlap. There's a little bit of a spectrum as far as progressive to more moderate, but a lot of them align on a lot of different things. So it's kind of a popularity contest at this point. So it's going to be interesting to see who emerges from there. If there are any ideas that come out that grab a populist sort of appeal. But one of the things to look out for is going to be wind energy. You know, Trump is vowing to kill the industry. He has a little help from Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Of course, New Jersey has really positioned itself to be a national leader in that regard. So it'll be interesting to see who's saying what about the wind industry, what powers Trump has over killing the industry. That's a big one to watch this year.
And on the Republican side, I know there's a few names, Jack Cittarelli, who had a really good showing in the last election when Murphy won re-election. If you're a Republican in New Jersey, does how you think they can fare in November going to depend on the first year of the Trump administration? Because I think a lot of the 2025 elections are kind of the first litmus tests of what the electorate is feeling after a new administration's come in.
Yeah, of course. If Trump's doing a good job and he's popular, you know, so right now the Israel-Hamas ceasefire thing kind of came out of nowhere. People didn't think that was going to happen. If it works out and this war is ending and Trump is implementing policies and manages to do something in Ukraine and broker a deal between Ukraine and Russia, and Trump is really popular, Republicans are probably going to do pretty well in November. You know, if things fall apart, go off the rails, the Democrats in New Jersey are just going to wipe the floor with them.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty joining us. We need to take a break. We will continue with more of The Week in Philly in just a few minutes. Hope you'll stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.